And this is Ruth Kozlak here on WCCO Radio. It's 6 minutes after 1 o'clock, 33 degrees. We have sunny skies in the Twin Cities. And this afternoon, we are going to find out about some musical events that will be occurring soon in the Twin Cities. First of all, we're going to meet Steve Heitzig. He has composed several compositions, but his latest is called A Voice Remembered, and it's about Hubert H. Humphrey. And apparently Dave Moore is a part of it. He does some dramatic readings of Hubert's words. And the music is by Heitzig. So we'll talk to him about that this afternoon at about 1:15 here on CCO. And good afternoon. This is Ruth Kozlak on CCO. It's 79 degrees now, and we have mostly sunny skies in the Twin Cities. It's 25 minutes after 1 o'clock, and I told you I would have a strange and unusual story for you. Gynecologist Harold Burton of Roseville, California, discovered a swollen mass in 86-year-old Virginia Argue. It was her right ovary. He believed that she had ovarian cancer. He said, when there's an enlargement like that in an older lady, you pretty much know it's ovarian cancer. It's a very lethal disease, unfortunately. But when he opened up Virginia, instead of finding a malignant growth inside her body, he found a benign cyst that held a diamond. That's right. A shiny, square-cut diamond. Woo! The gem, they really don't know how it got in there, but they figure she had a cesarean 52 years earlier when she had her daughter. He says it's the only time her abdominal cavity was ever opened before. We assume the diamond fell off of jewelry worn by a doctor or a nurse in the... See, now this is depressing. You wouldn't think they would be dropping their jewelry inside you. He says it makes medical sense. I can understand how it happened. This is according to the doctor. The ovary just grew a cyst around the diamond to protect the body from a foreign object. Well, Virginia's husband is very happy. He says finding a diamond inside her wasn't half as exciting as discovering that she didn't have cancer. He says that he is going to mount the diamond in a little necklace so that she can wear it around. Is that weird? But true. In Roseville, California. So be careful when you have surgery. Make sure those nurses and doctors aren't wearing any diamonds. All right, I have a little Hollywood trash for you this afternoon. One of my favorite things to discuss. Joan Collins, who plays that terrible woman, Alexis, on television. Joan Collins was spotted a dress that she liked in a London boutique. And she went in because she was going to try it on. And the clerk looked at her and said... well, let's see, are you a size 8? And Joan just hit the roof. She started screaming, are you blind? How can you ask me such a question? Can't you see just by looking at me that I'm no more than a size 4? And the woman just, you know, was really upset and humiliated and said, I'm sorry. Well, I'll go get a size 4 for you to try on. And Joan screamed, no! And she stomped out of the store. Can't you see just by looking at me I'm a size 4? Oh, and this I really liked. Corbin Burnson of L.A. Law is so in love with his new baby, is so hot on being a father. His baby's boy's name is Oliver. He bought a picture phone for his home and for his office at work in his dressing room so that he can call and see his little boy even when he's at work. Corbin says that he phones several times a day just to get a glimpse of the new Baba. How cute. It's 16 minutes now before 2. We'll have the closing market for you right after this.